You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, Brian Manning here. Welcome back to TD Garden. It's the Garden Report with Josue Pavone. Celtics win 122-114 over the Jazz. It's not a game that we love the start of, especially in that second quarter where the defense slipped. Talen Horton-Tucker started to take it to them in the lane.
Yep.
But Jason Tatum, 39 points, 11 rebounds. Praise the third quarter bench unit. Yep. Malcolm Brogdon, ginormous boost with three threes in a row. A feed to Grant Williams that made this a double-digit game. The Celtics largely controlled from that point on. I thought Brogdon, as good as Tatum was, really changed this game.
The Garden Report is brought to you by FanDuel. Sign up at FanDuel.com/Boston and make every moment more on America's number one sportsbook.
I agree with that, especially what he did in the third quarter, which is what Jason Tatum talked about. You know, Grant Williams also hit a couple of good shots, too, in that third quarter. And that was when Utah made it somewhat interesting, right? It was like a six-point game, I believe. And this was right after Tatum took his rest for the fourth quarter. And that was a really important time because Utah could have easily, you know, carved into that lead even more, but they didn't. And a lot of that was because of Malcolm Brogdon being aggressive. You know, Grant Williams hitting shots as well, but also getting to the free throw line, I thought was probably one of the bigger differences throughout this game. Utah managed to get there in the fourth quarter, but it was too little too late, I felt like, when the Celtics already built that big lead.
Yeah, for sure. And I think the other big difference in this one, the rebounding.
Yeah.
They finally got on the boards, got tough there. Brogdon had that save along the sideline.
Blake
that
was fighting out there, man.
Transition.
Blake was playing today.
I thought Grant did a good job there. Yeah. And then late in the game, Tatum saved a ball that he had just missed along the sideline, fed it out in transition back to Smart.
It finally worked. How many times this season have we seen Tatum do that exact same play and it goes into the hands of the opposition?
Look at how important the loose ball game was tonight. Yeah. That's the biggest reason Joe Mazzulla thought they lost to Utah last time, was losing on the boards.
Absolutely.
Missing all those little plays. Tonight they cleaned it up big time, and you mentioned Blake.
Yeah.
Got into Utah's skin midway through the fourth. He picks up attack. Chris Dunn and him get wrapped up. Dunn gets ejected, and you had this huge mess on both ends with the officiating here. I think both sides left this one a little frustrated with the refs, but ultimately cost the Jazz a little bit more late.
Yeah, no question. But you know what? The biggest reason why? Because Celtics remained poised. I felt like that's why they were able to carve this one out. They didn't lose focus. You know, they didn't get into the scrappiness that Utah was trying to get into, the frustration, rather, that Utah was going through, because they had the lead. They had the game
they had
in control.
A big lead at that point.
And a lot of those effort plays, they were winning it by a mile.
All right, that's it for now. We'll be back with more coverage and, of course, Celtics postgame live now with John and Jimmy. Sherrod joining us here later as well. 122-114, the final. Celtics keep pace in that race for the one seed and bounce back from their bad loss earlier this month in Utah with a good win here.
The Garden Report is brought to you by FanDuel. Sign up at FanDuel.com/Boston and get in on the action with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet.